are on Shaar Dalid in the end of Perek Vav. And it's good to see the animal over there. So I want to focus on a point over here. It's a little bit of a nuance, but I want to speak it out. That the Reb Chaim Volozhiner here says that a focus on Torah is a focus on the Ratzon Hashem, right? That learning Torah is learning the Ratzon of Hashem. So Rabbi Eli Weintraub here points out that in the Chochmah of the Zohar, it's the Torah is called the Ratzon of Hashem. In other Sfarim, it's called the Chochmah of Hashem. Now, I gave you a mashal yesterday about the CEO. If you want to study from the CEO, so instead of following him around all day to see what he does, you try to get into his brain to see why he does what he does. What's he thinking? What's his chachma here? But the emes is that there's a nekuda, which is deeper than chachma, in a person. There's something which is even deeper in a person, which is probably the deepest point of the person. And it comes to a certain point where you can no longer get deeper in the person than that. Okay, so I'll give you an example, right? And that's the nekuda called ratzon. Ratzon is the person's desire. What's your ratzon? So let's think about it for a minute. A guy picks up from New York and he moves to Florida. Okay, so what did he do? He picked up from New York and moved to Florida. Okay, now why did he do that? So you could say, why did he do that? Because he wanted to take a little bit of a different case. A guy switches jobs. Stop. He was working in one field, now he got a better job. Now, why did he get a better job? So you could say, well, he says to you, look, I used to be working in retail, and now I moved into something else. So you ask the guy why. So he tells you all of his reasons why. You know, because I get paid more, the benefits are better. Okay, so that decision was made api chachma. Now, is that decision refutable? Yeah, because you could prove to him that he could have stayed in the field that he was in, right? And he could have found a job that pays the same. He didn't have to switch fields. He didn't have to switch careers, right? But let's say the guy tells you, why did you go from being that to becoming a doctor? Well, why'd you do that? He's going to tell you, well, I get more money this way. So he says, no, you could have stayed where you were and gotten the same amount of money. Then he'll tell you, well, I got. But let's say he tells you, you could fight about it. It's the chokhmah of the person. He decided. But let's say he tells you, because I want to become a doctor. What are you going to tell him? Don't want to? I want to. Explain to me why did you want to? I can't explain to you why I wanted to. I want to, because I want to, because it's my rotzen. And there's no arguing on that. It's not a seichel. And at some point, you can't anymore argue with the person and say, why? And that's because I want it, right? And sometimes, you know, when you're talking it comes like, you know, you're having an argument with somebody. Let's do this. No, let's. I want to do that. So at some point, you know, the decision is, well, I just don't want to, or I just want to. And at that point, the argument that it's over, right? It's not a chokhmah. You know, the ratzon of the person is what really is the bedrock of all other decisions. That there's no going deeper than that. That's the bedrock of the decisions of the person. His ratzon, that's ultimately what he wants. If that's all he wants, there's no more back and forth on it, right? So when we're saying that this is the ratzon Hashem, so what that means is that the Torah is the ratzon Hashem. It's a little deeper than the mashal with the CEO. The mashal of the CEO is that by learning Torah, you get to see his chokhmah. You get to understand, you know, what is going on, not just what Hashem created in the world, but what's going on. But defining Torah as the Ratzon Hashem turns out is that it's really a step deeper than the Chachma of Hashem. Because the Torah is the Ratzon itself. It's why Hashem did the world. It's the Ratzon. You can't. It's the most deepest expression of what Hashem wants in the world is the Torah itself. So when the Zohar calls Torah the Ratzon of Hashem, it means you're getting down to the point and saying Hashem says, this is what I want. This is what I want the halacha to be in this case. This is what I want a person. And that's why the Zohar, that's why the Nefesh HaChaim says in Agadah, it's the same thing. It's not just in halacha. In Agadah or Midrash, it's the same thing. I said, this is what I want it to look like. This is what I want a person to act like. This is what I don't want a person to act like. This is what, if a person acts like this, they get punished like that in a Midrash or something. Hashem saying, that's my Ratzon. That's why I want things to be. So understanding and connecting with the Ratzon Hashem is really connecting with the deepest point. And that's really the bedrock of all of everything else going on in the Bria. So just, it's a Ha'ara that Rebellion Weintraub points out, but it's a really very fundamental Ha'ara that, you know, and that's why really it's the motivation behind everything else. So the Ratzon is really the motivation behind every other thing that happens in the Bria. So it's very, very, you know, it's a very deep nekuda. Okay. Now, he goes on over here and he says that there's a pasuk, David HaMelech says, L'chein Amar David HaMelech, Toiv li toiras picha me'alfei zav v'chesef. Right? That your Torah is greater to me than alfei zav v'chesef, than 1,000 pieces of coin of silver. So he says, Torat picha, the Torah of your mouth. Amar, ki libi sameach ba'amali b'torah k'dosha. David Amal says, I'm very happy with my learning. Why? Be'aloisi alibi, because I realize, shu toras picha, that it's coming from Hashem, because this is what he said last time. He said that we're learning the rots of Hashem, but then when we learn, Hashem says it with us. Hashem is ki'ilu, like saying it along with us. Shekol teva mamish ma'atar shani oisei bokeis, every word of Torah that I'm learning, hakol yotza v'galata hi yoytis mi piv yisbarach. I'm learning it mi piv. I'm learning it from the mouth of Hashem. That's why we say, by the way, in the Birkat Torah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, noisein ha-Torah. Why didn't it say natan ha-Torah? In the past tense, because he gave it. Why do we say noten ha-Torah? The answer is noten now. Because when a person is learning, Hashem is giving it again. Hashem is giving the Torah now as we're learning it every time. There's a new nesina happening. Hashem is giving it every time. And by the way, this is a very important principle that we learn halachas from this. That the fact that Hashem is giving the Torah now is almost like it's recreating Har Sinai. That's why the Gemara originally said that if a person has tumat keri, if a person is tamei from Shechva Zerai, it's tumas keri. So the Gemara says that Ezra was that really originally the halacha was that one should not learn Torah until they go to the mikvah. Why? This is because at Har Sinai those people were we had to separate, men had to separate from the wives for 2 days because you were not allowed to have tumah during Kabbalah Satira. So the Gemara says, so too you shouldn't have tumah while you're learning. Well, is one thing after the other. That was Kabbalah Satorah, Har Sinai, Kodolis, you brought him. You know, okay, this is a guy sitting with the Sefer. Well, what's the connection, Machlal? The answer is no, because you're recreating the Maimon Har Sinai right now. So since it's a recreation of the Maimon Har Sinai, one is supposed to treat it with the same level of respect as we treat Maimon Har Sinai, as we would treat Maimon Har Sinai.
Also, there's halachot regarding getting up and leaving the shul in the middle of an aliyah. When right. It's being read, you can't just leave because it's, I guess, the same thing. It's a,
right. You know, similar speaking. Concept. Right. Similar concept. There's a few halachot like that, by the way. There's a few. I mean, once we're at it, so the pasuk is an unbelievable vort from the Maral. Oh, there's an unbelievable vort from the Maral. That the Maral says, that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that kol ha shocheach dover echad mi mishnoso, someone that forgets something that he learned, ma'ale alav ha-kosov, the Torah says, ki'ilu, it's as if mitchayev b'nafsho. It's as if he's chayev nisa. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, ki shomer lecha, they have to be very careful not to forget Har Sinai. In other words, and they're saying, Fine. So therefore, you can't forget your learning. If you okay, the next Mishnah says, "Kol hamafsik mi Mishnah say." If someone stops still learning, interrupts in the middle, the pasuk says, it's as if he's chayav mita. He's chayav misas. The problem is, the pasuk doesn't say what the source is. How do you know that? So the Maral says like this. The Maral says it's the same pasuk as before. Because when a person learns, you know why you're not supposed to forget your learning? You're not supposed to forget your learning because it's supposed to be so impactful for you that it's as if there's a Maimon Har Sinai going on. Do you think that the Jews forgot the next day? You know, there's lightning, there's thunder. Oh, by the way, what was that sentence? What came after Anochi? What was the second line there? You think they forgot? How could you forget? It made such an impact on you. You would never forget, right? So if a person is supposed
but they made the Chet Ha'egel, so...
Right, okay, so... but the point is, it makes such an impact on you that you're not going to forget. So a person's learning should make such an impact on them as if they're getting it from Sinai, that they shouldn't forget. So he says that same attitude is the way a person's learning. If a person's learning that way, he won't talk in the middle either. A person comes over to schmooze and learning, I'm in the middle of Har Sinai right now. Imagine no scene, there's lightnings and thunder, and the guy comes and says, oh, by the way, who won the election last night? You know, whatever. What are you talking about? You know, like, what's the weather? What? Right? So it wouldn't make sense. So therefore, that's what it means that we're accepting it mipicha, from the mouth of Hashem. Okay, now, while we're at it, I'm just going to throw in there that a gevaldik avort from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says gevaldik avort. So he says, the Mishnah says, someone forgets something of their learning. The pasuk says on him, it's as if he's mischayev b'nafshay. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, so look, why won't a person should just say to himself, what do I need this headache for? It's as if I'm chayev misa. If I forget, you know what? I just won't learn. If I don't learn, I can't forget. It's a very good way to get out of this problem. I'm too afraid of forgetting. And the Mishnah says, if you forget, it's as if you're chayav misa. Too risky. So I'm just not going to learn. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, if you learn and you forget, it's as if you're chayav misa. But if you don't learn, you are chayav misa. It's not as if. It's a lot worse. So it's not ki'ilu. So anyway, that's what he said. But let's just finish paragraph Vav. I want to read one more paragraph. So he says like this, V'lachein kol ha-Torah, every part of Torah, kedushas ha-shaveh. If you're reading Torah, it doesn't matter which pasuk you're reading. It's all equal. B'lishom chiluk v'shinui klal. There's no difference between the kedusha of one pasuk or the other. Ki ha-kol dibor piv yizbarach shmoy mamish. It's mamish, the words of Hashem. V'imchasa b'sefer Torah. And if there's missing a letter in the word in the Sefer Torah, mipasuk olof timna, which is just listing names, or there's a letter missing from the Aseret HaDibros, it's the same puzzle. It's the same psul. It makes no difference. Oy mipasuk Shema Yisrael. Okay, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. It's all Torah HaKadosha because it all comes from a Kodesh Baruch. All right. So that's the Yisoid, and those are the principles over here. All right, we'll pick it up in Yetzah Hashem next week.
Sunday.
Should start strong Sunday. We'll see you all.
Zaku Baruch. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Should I buy it?